All right, so we are here with Nicole Dye on the weekly Ogden Avalanche update, and I was checking the weather, and we have winds coming. I got a wind alert coming in too. So, what's the conditions like right now on the hills out there, and what are we looking like going into the weekend?
Yeah, currently, I guess conditions are better than I thought they would be. To be honest, we got seven or so inches over at Powder through this last little storm cycle, and sliding has been pretty decent, especially on the lower angle stuff where you don't reach into that melt freeze crust that was developed prior to this storm. We had some pretty heavy winds prior to this as well, caused us a little bit of wind slab action, but all pretty manageable ski checks. And then moving forward, we now have a pretty good set up for wet loose problems. We have, like I said, 6 or 7 inches of snow sitting on top of a really supportable slick melt freeze crust that, and in some areas had some near surface facet formation. So that'll make prime for when we start peaking into temps up into the upper 30s and good sun again this weekend. And then as for the winds, it looks like we're going to get hit with a pretty good northeast through east segment as the jet stream kind of shifts over the top of us. And I think it's gonna be quite breezy. My particular area gets pretty raked with easterly winds and really kind of messes up the snow because we have a lot of east facing terrain. That would probably go true for, you know, like the Ben Lomond North Fork area as well. A lot of northeast facing terrain. So unfortunately it could strip some stuff away. It looks like what Thursday and Friday is supposed to be really, really windy. Yeah. And then we get really sunny and warm through the weekend. Yeah. And like I said, coupled with that new snow, near surface facets and a nice melt freeze crust, that would probably be your biggest player for problems moving forward into the weekend.
Okay. Cool. I mean, it's starting to slow down a little bit, right?
Yeah. I mean, besides that, you know, we have like, we're in a lot of like spring diurnal style stuff. So what that means is we start off at like low danger in the morning because everything's frozen and locked up. And then we warm really rapidly throughout the day. And so you have these periods of time, whatever they may be, based off freezing levels and temperatures and stuff, where you'll peak really fast and you'll run through. You could be at low and then you could be at considerable by midday. And then once the sun goes down, then it drops back down to low. We don't see that a lot where we roll through those cycles, but that's kind of this time of year. We'll probably still get some storms and snow. The long-term forecast looks to slow quite a bit right now in the way of snow, but shoot, last season we got smoked with snow. So, in March, you know, we got a ton of snow in March last year. But the deep snowpack is what we would term, you know, like generally stable. We have a deep enough snowpack that we've forgotten or put not, let's say not forgotten, but put the persistent weak layer at bay and pushed it off all of our forecasts for the most part. And we're just dealing with surface conditions now. And so new storm problems or these like rapid, temperature changes and or winds would be your problems moving forward. But yeah, so you'll have a time frame of day where you can ski tour and go do your thing. And then you're gonna have a period of time where you need to get out from underneath or off of slopes when those temperatures spike.
Yeah, that's important to remember as we head into spring. I know probably more people like to explore who are not typically familiar with the backcountry. When the snow starts to melt, you know, they start getting underneath some of that terrain that could slide with these warmer temps. So something to keep in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's easy to forget when you don't have snow for a while and you're not in the heat of winter. You know what I mean? Like spring can still be an issue. So for sure, even though we're not getting a lot of snow.
Awesome. Thanks, Nicole, for the update. As always, you can find us on Instagram at Ogden Avalanche, and we'll see you next week on the Ogden Avalanche update. Cheers.
La.
Yay.